Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So, you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our family moved here 6 years ago, and I started on November 1st. And within the week, we started to get a glimpse of how much Galesburg loves a parade. We've just had them now 2 Sundays back to back. The Veterans Day Parade, the Holiday Parade. Is it Holiday or Christmas now? I get confused. Anyway, the whole goal is to save Santa with the use of the Galesburg Fire Department. So, either way, it's a parade. We love a parade. Well, this morning is Christ the King Sunday. The Sunday to celebrate that Jesus is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. By the way, the sing-along Messiah is in 2 weeks from this weekend. It'll be right here. These famous texts that lift up Jesus as Lord. And as Christians, this seems like, well, that's just normal. He is. Except that he is such a radically different kind of king that once a year we kind of need to highlight that. I'm glad the weather stayed away long enough to allow you all to come. But it's a holiday weekend. And so I really am kind of preaching to the choir, although the choir's not even on here. We didn't do our regular festival procession on a festival Sunday. It's okay, the choir gets a week off, and my goodness, you two could not have set up the theme any more beautifully today. Consider the lilies. That's what our King is about. I'll give you a little bit of history. Christ the King Sunday wasn't in the liturgical calendar until just after the end of World War I. When people were thinking about kings and czars and leaders and military power and parades, and the church stepped up and said, "We need to remember that Jesus is our Lord and King." But at his own trial, Pilate's trying to figure out what kind of king is Jesus. Would he come with a military parade? And the answer to that was no, he came riding in on a donkey. He did have a parade. But the parade of one who brings peace, not war. Christ the King is like no other king. He didn't have earthly power, or wealth, or might, or weapons. He came with the gospel. The gospel of love. And I'll tell you what, it wasn't any more popular then than it is now. You think about Black Friday? Hordes of people trampling each other to get into a Walmart to get the best deals. Really? And perhaps you still get the newspaper. How big were the ads section on Wednesday? When we lived up by Milwaukee, I could drop the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the pulpit. Because the world says, you need more. You need someone to follow who can conquer. You need a real king, or maybe a CEO. Yeah, CEO, Fortune 500's top. And Jesus said, my kingdom's not of this world. But nobody understood it then. And sometimes it's even hard for us to grasp. Rome was an occupying force. Certainly God would send someone to overthrow Rome. Because Israel's Israel, right? We're still doing that. Or we could consider the lilies. That's the way that Jesus will reign. Through peace, through love. You know he gave us marching orders, right? Love God. Love neighbor. When God created the earth and all that was in it, God turned back and said, it's good. God didn't say, this part is good, this part is evil. God said, it's good. Now care for it. Care for each other. There was nothing militant in God's first commandments, or in Jesus' last. But at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow on heaven and on earth and under the earth. Because Jesus is Lord. And no matter what our earthly leaders tell us, we know as Christians, Jesus wins. In the end, the eternal kingdom is forever. The kingdom of light and love is forever. But lest we start thinking only of heaven, which is not a bad thing to think about. When the disciples asked Jesus, to teach them to pray. Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." A lot of Christians, I think, try to separate those two. Like, in heaven, there'll be peace, there'll be light, there'll be beauty, but on earth, I can duke it out with whoever I want. Our prayer is that God's kingdom come here as it is in heaven. How does that happen? You know. In your own little part of Galesburg, or your family, or your community, or the world, you have a place. Because you are precious and chosen by God, you have a place in helping God bring the kingdom. Not just wait for heaven, but bring in the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. When I think about that, I don't think about the Black Friday moms. I think about you all serving each other, serving your neighbors, surrounding each other when you have sorrow and grief and hardship, and reaching out to others. Bringing the word of God through the beauty of song. And I feel hope. That the kingdom is breaking forth. Right here. Right now. And as we celebrate Holy Communion, we get just a little taste of that great foretaste of the feast to come. May the peace of God reign in your hearts.